Good morning, everyone, and it is a beautiful, sunny morning here in San Rafael. I'm looking out over my garden, looking out at Mount Tam, and it is a gorgeous autumn day. We're having such amazing weather out here in Marin County. We usually are still in the heat of summer at this time of the year, but we've been having super cool evenings and wonderful warm afternoons. It's been so much fun to enjoy kind of real fall weather so we get that chill in the air. And wherever you're listening in, I hope you're enjoying the miracles that you have in your life. I want to remind you that this is your Garden of Eden. And how much you're willing to allow yourself to experience that is how much you're going to revel in it. So it's really up to you to decide to be awake and aware every moment of this beautiful experience of being on Mother Earth and being with her. And the way that you choose to live your life and the amount of drama and stress you allow in your life, or the choice, and it is a really a conscious choice to be living in joy, celebration, and happiness every moment. I'll tell you, quite a few years ago, I was profoundly ill. I didn't know what I had. I actually was pregnant with my third child and went into the doctor for my month three pregnancy check, and I told her my symptoms, which were I couldn't stay awake, and I had two babies already. I was 24 years old, and she did some checking, just hand palpitations. It was a long time ago, and they didn't have all the fancy equipment, and she sent me off and had me come back at month four, and at month four, they had just gotten in an ultrasound, so she sent me over for an ultrasound. And alarmingly, I had what looked like a very bad kind of cancer. So at 4 months pregnant, they did surgery on my thyroid and discovered that I had a rare form of thyroid cancer. And that's where my story of trauma begins. And, you know, you can choose to get off the wheel of drama and trauma even in your health life, even in your health and vitality. And my prayers to live, and really a strong determination to live even against all odds, even when doctors said you just can't make it, we just see you living another week or two. Back at 24 and 25 years old, I had that diagnosis. I was 96 pounds, looked like I was going to die. And then it looked like I did die. I one day collapsed on my floor, having not been able to eat for weeks at that point, being just overwrought and exhausted from four surgeries, giving birth, and the strain and stress of going through a divorce at the same time. And I lay there on the floor, crumpled up in a ball. At least my body was there, and my spirit was there too. And I was thinking, God, I came for a reason. I don't want to give up my body yet. I came for a reason. I'm not even sure what it is, but I just feel so strongly that I have a purpose here. And slowly, I was able to get back in my body and actually stand up, feel my body again, and stand up. And actually, I didn't fully stand up. I kind of crawled into the kitchen, and that was my first conscious effort to eat food. At that point, I went in, I made some Mrs. Gras soup. Oh, things have changed in my diet since then. But I just got a little bit of that instant chicken soup in me and really force-fed myself, even though it was super hard to eat. And I had many years of ups and downs with my health until I came to a decision. I came to a conscious decision with the ups and downs, and every year, I had 17 surgeries total and 10 years of radiation treatment. And I made a conscious decision 6 years ago. I went to my garden, I said, God, I'm not willing to live in this pain and suffering anymore. And I went out there just like Buddha did when he went to his garden and he said, I'm ready to be enlightened and I'm not going to leave this garden until I experience that state of enlightenment. And I went to my garden with that same idea, that the ups and downs of my health, no matter how I attempted to stay in equanimity regardless of the health, and I did pretty well in the trauma and drama of it, but I didn't like the movement of it. So I said, God, take me to heaven now, or make me well, because I'm not willing to live this way anymore. And as a result of that, in my garden, meditating over several weeks, I was out there every day, praying and meditating and chanting and getting my energy vibration really high so that I could receive the experience of the divine. And some of you might not have always the feeling of being connected with the divine, but I want to tell you that it's there for you every day. It's just that when you come in to a prayer to feel connected with God and you're really in a low energy place, you may be angry or resentful or blaming, the energy vibration is so low that you can't, God is possibly hearing you, of course, because that's the experience of the universal divine power. But in that low vibration, you're not attracting to you the ability to hear God. And when you get your energy vibration in appreciation, in gratitude, in love, the practice that I experience and am part of for the yogic tradition is bhakti yoga, which is the yoga of devotion, the yoga of love. And so you give God your heart. And that's actually the way I practice Christianity also, is to give God your heart, to be in love with the divine. And so when you raise your energy to that vibrational state, which is 500, and even higher, you know, that when you start really claiming the oneness of connection, that union with God, you start actually elevating your energy vibration. And so you're able to receive the downloads. And that's how I was able to start receiving images of the divine human blueprint. And I'm so excited because I've actually been able to create a manuscript for you and for everyone on what I learned in the garden and what I continue to learn. So I've spent the summer in the tropics in Cozumel and Cabo and Cancun, writing the Your Divine Human Blueprint book, and it's now in the editor's hands. And you will be able to see and understand, comprehend, and actually use this human blueprint to heal yourself. It's for everyone. And that's the exciting thing about this era and this age, is that we are now in the age of androgyny and equality. And so where we had perhaps, if you were born before 1975, 76, you were born in the patriarchal era, in the Piscean age, which meant a patriarchal, meaning there was a dominant or ruling sex, which was male, and a subservient sex, which was female. And you'll notice how all the systems have been set up to run out of a patriarchal or male-dominated era. But we are now well into the age of androgyny, the age of Aquarius. You might remember the dawning of the age of Aquarius, that wonderful song. And we're really now in the heart of the transition. The transition takes about 90 years. And so we're really seeing a lot of the patriarchal institutions collapsing. And what that means is that the age is shifting, and everything actually is happening in divine right order. Even the balancing of wealth is part of this shift. And so the age of equality, if you think about the age of equality, what that means to you with your health and connection with the divine, is this is a time when everyone can connect with the divine. We don't need to go through a priest to get our information. And this is the same information I want to say about your health, is that you can connect with the divine. And I've created meditations that will raise your energy and help you get this information in rapidly. But this whole experience of you can be your own healer, you know, you are born to be a happy, vibrant person. And this was to be your biggest, best life ever. As you progress through life, and sometimes you lose your glow and your enthusiasm, whether it's through illness or, maybe you were raised in a family that didn't treat you as well as you could have been treated. Maybe you were in an accident or you became ill, exposed to toxins, had broken bones. And so your body loses its vim and vigor. Well, I want you to know that your divine human blueprint allows you to return to that perfected state. And by using a gold healing energy, you're able to really activate the blueprint for vibrant health. So you're actually restoring the original plan for yourself, and you're moving beyond the difficulties that may have come up and moving back into that natural perfect health. Now, there are some reasons why people experience pain in the body, and one of them is that the cells that are affected by pain or are actually generating the pain have no nucleus. And that is the brain of the cell. And you wonder, how could this be? Medical treatment is responsible for 60% of missing nucleus. Toxicity and pollution ingested through the air, water, and food are responsible for 23% of the missing nucleus, so the missing brain of the cell. Medical illness, including a nasty bug called a mycoplasm, is responsible for about 5% of missing nucleus, and a small percentage is actually congenital. And so one of the things that we do in Miraculous Healing and in the Miraculous Healing Weekend is we restore the nucleus and we restore you to vibrant health, and really take that element that causes pain, which is a cell that no longer has intelligence, and we restore the intelligence of the cell so it doesn't need to keep broadcasting pain into the body. Okay, we'll be taking just a short break. We'll be right back. Okay, and welcome back. We've been talking about pain and also about brain patterns. And we're going right into actually a whole series of causes of pain that are undiagnosed, left undiagnosed by Western medicine. And so these are additional things that will help you discover where pain, the source of pain comes from, and how to actually alleviate and get free from that. So another place where pain is stimulated from are brain patterns, conscious brain patterns, holding pain as familiar feelings. So pain can become a companion and quite a friend. When you think about pain, I want you to think about what is the benefit for you in holding the pain, and then also thinking about what is the cost to you. You can say, no thanks, I don't want pain anymore, and find shifts to allow you to change. So sometimes you might be hooked into a pattern of pain, of just experiencing pain, and what you get might be a lot of emotional support and connection. And so you get actually hooked in with brain patterns. So this is how people love you. This is how people honor and respect you, is or feel sorry for you or whatever it is. This is how you get the love you need. And so that's a brain pattern. And that's a brain pattern that once you decide you don't need pain any longer, that you would much prefer being more empowered, can be cleared. And how we actually do clear that in the Miraculous Weekends, we clear that with a gold energy, and there's a specific technique for clearing that. Spiritual body failure is another. During injury and illness, the 264 chakras and mini chakras called nadis can actually fail or stop or be chopped off, actually, and altogether go missing. So your body is meant to have energy moving in and out of the glands, organs, and systems. That energy is an important part of the nourishment of the physical body. So that's another tune-up, of course, that we do. And we will do a short meditation in just a couple minutes to activate the spiritual body to get that rolling for you. So if pain is an issue for you, that will be one that we will be addressing right here on this short radio show. Emotional body atrophy. Painful emotions embedded in the cells of your body and turn off the light of the cells. These painful emotions in the cells are death energy and prevent the cell from returning to vibrancy and health. And a lot of times we see black energy or death gray energy in cells, glands, and organs. And sometimes that's from medical treatment, sometimes that's from illness, sometimes that's from drugs or surgery and toxicity. And all of that dark energy can be removed, which will then finally allow the cell to restore itself. You can then restore the cell. You know, brain patterns unconscious. These are programs of influential people and related to how you are loved and given emotional encouragement and support, which is what we talked about. But this is unconscious. This is not conscious. You're not aware of it per se. But if you go digging a little deeper, you will discover that those, if you are having pain, you may have, this one may be very strong for you. Emotional manipulation, unconscious, getting something from this condition may hold others hostage, give a level of control and dominance to you. Shame is often experienced in this situation. Your body is trained not to improve. DNA patterns create predispositions to having pain patterns like this from family members. Okay, and then we're going to go into the emotional family bubble. And what you're supposed to feel or look like at a certain age, old, achy, tired, having headaches, having pain, your knees hurt. This is a source of constant conversation that is subtle. When you hear it in your cells start actually matching the aches. So when your family is talking about this and your cells start wanting to make the person that you love who is speaking to you correct, and so you continue to fulfill it and match the energy of the family. You see that kind of, it's a group mind almost. Nerve pain is miserable, and backing out of nerve pain means getting your body into the parasympathetic system as much as possible. Speaking to the nerves with love and appreciation and gratitude. Great headway can be made by receiving miraculous living brain healing, created entirely new direction for nerves in the body to respond. This is such a phenomenal gift. We do 5 hours of brain healing every miraculous healing weekend, the 21-hour weekend, and people get a huge, huge boost. Several men who have come in, and women, but I just think about my brother, who was unable to feel his legs and was in unbearable pain in his back and couldn't feel his legs and was walking with a cane. And really within a course of two weekends, he's thrown the cane away. His brain is working beautifully. His angry scars all over his body that were purple and angry are now soft and pink and disappearing. He feels his legs. He's walking without a cane. As a matter of fact, beyond that, he was hiking with me every day last week. We did 5-mile hikes on mountains. And this is a man who's getting his life back after being in a tremendous amount of pain and suffering for 8 years. And that's what's available to you. I'd like to take a few minutes where we're nowhere near complete, and we'll have to take this up on a another radio show episode, but I encourage you to come into the website and join us in the next Miraculous Living Weekend. We have an upcoming call, Your Health Can't Wait, and I encourage you to just sign in on the website and you'll get your invitation. It's a free healing. It's a one-hour teleconference on this Monday, coming up this Monday. So go ahead to www.julierenee.com for all the information on that. Just go on to the main page and click on the teleconference, and you'll get your invitation. All right, so we'll go into a very short meditation now. And I just want to acknowledge you for getting onto this radio show and really say that you're here. You're showing up for yourself. And this is a place where we're going to give you the tools to completely and totally recover your health and vitality. Taking a breath in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, worry, or concern. Breathing in and out. Send the grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And begin to release the excess energy in the body. Then we're going to go to chakra 1 at the perineum, and that is pointing down. So as you're sitting in with your spine erect, imagine chakra 1 coming on. I'm going to help you with that. That's your chakra that helps you with survival issues, all the home and food and, you know, enough money, enough air to breathe, nourishment, you know, so it's all the survival things. And then we're going to pop up to chakra 2, which is right above the pubic bone, and it's in front and in back. It's a little cone shape, narrow, right close to the skin, and a little wider coming out of the body, about 6 inches. And directly in back, you have a little cone, too, and it just goes right through the body. So it's the same shape and coming out the tailbone. And it's on and spinning, and that is sensuality, sexuality, and creativity on a physical level. And then let's go up to chakra 3 at waist level. And chakra 3 is just 1 inch above the belly button, coming out of the front and out the back, like around waist level out the back, right through the center of the body, a little cone out the front and out the back. This is your will, your ability to play out your will on the planet. A lot of people get hooked up on this. The third chakra goes down when you have adrenal illness or you have diabetes, for example. This definitely has to do with the pancreas and the adrenals, which are a lot of sourcing energy and power for you. We think about strength in the muscles, but energy and power, a lot comes from the adrenals, the direction given from the adrenals and the pancreas, your blood sugar and that, you know, the strong, healthy adrenals. Going up to 4, your heart chakra, and really just having this experience of your heart chakra on and spinning is basically at the bottom of the sternum and coming out the back. For ladies, it's about at your bra line. For men, just a little bit lower than your between your shoulder blades on your spine, coming out the back, and 6 inches, you know, out in front and back, a little cone, narrow again at the skin, and a little wider with a little disc at the end, on and spinning. And then let's go to your throat chakra, and your throat chakra is the chakra of communication. It has to do with creativity on a higher level. Beautiful. And then going up to your brow. Let's get your brow center on and spinning. And then let's go to the crown chakra on and spinning. And then just taking a couple breaths in and out, coming back into the room. May the blessings of the Supreme Being, this healing is complete.